Hag Sameach, and welcome our charitable viewers. Hag Sameach means happy holidays in Hebrew, a beautiful language spoken mainly in Israel.
Thank you for joining us on Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world.
Positive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television brings you wonderful news from around the globe.
Positive programming, please join us in Europe, Aster 1 and Hotbird 6, Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S, North America, Galaxy 25, Central and South America, Hispasat and Intelsat 907. Supreme Master Television is also conveniently available online at suprememastertv.com.
In today's news, Norway donates over $18 million to Burundi. In education news, the United Nations Children's Fund helps Maldives improve her education system. In animal news, Tika the canine helps her co-workers feel relaxed. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring Paula Clermont-Péon, an accomplished Haitian actress and author who has founded the cultural center Pepoudres to help young people reconnect to their artistic and cultural heritage. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your positive TV channel.
Today in history, December 24th, Empress of Austria and Queen of Hungary, Elizabeth of Wittelsbach, was born in 1837. Sisi, as she was called, was very much loved by her people, as they felt her sincere care for them. She spoke many languages and was an accomplished poet. Sisi loved Hungary very much and did her best to help the Hungarian nation. The people of Hungary returned her love and crowned her Queen of Hungary. Even to the present day, she is a source of fascination among many. Films, musicals, and an opera have been made about her. Today, on the anniversary of her birthday, remember Empress Sisi, who brought beauty to our world with her gentle and poetic soul. Please tune in to A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms today on Supreme Master Television for a special program on the beloved Sisi.
Brian News, disarmament begins in Ivory Coast. Ivorian dignitaries perform ceremonies symbolizing the dissolution of the ceasefire line, which until recently divided the north and south of this West African country. In March, President Laurent Gbagbo and Prime Minister Guillaume Soro came together to form a power-sharing government and begin the process of peace and rebuilding. Both President Gbagbo and Prime Minister Soro took part in Saturday's ceremonial reunification of the country. Congratulations, Ivory Coast, on your progress towards disarmament, reconciliation, and peace. May heaven bless your people with many fruitful years of cooperation and prosperity.
Lion News, United States affirms continued troop reduction in Iraq during 2008. U.S. Secretary of Defense Robert Gates has confirmed America's commitment to reducing the number of brigades in Iraq from 20 to 15 by the summer of 2008. He also indicated that if the security situation in Iraq continues to improve, the U.S. may be able to further reduce troop levels. Our sincere thanks, Secretary Gates and the United States, for these progressive steps of peace. We wish all the troops joyous reunions with families and friends. May Allah grace the Iraqi people with lives of true tranquility, harmony, and happiness.
Lion News. Israel willing to negotiate a Gazan truce with Hamas. According to Infrastructure Minister Benjamin Ben Eliezer, a senior Israeli minister and member of the Security Cabinet, Israel would be willing to negotiate a truce with Hamas in the Gaza Strip if the Palestinian group were to commit to peace in good faith. Minister Ben Eliezer told Israel Radio, "If a serious offer arrives on the table, I would enter into negotiations." Many thanks, Israeli Minister Ben Eliezer, for your statements encouraging peace negotiations with Hamas. May a lasting and durable harmony soon prevail in the Middle East.
Lion News. Philippine legislator proposes national gun ban. Congressman Eduardo Nonato Hosan is sponsoring a bill for the Philippines to be a gunless nation. The bill calls for a total ban on firearms, extending to even law enforcement officers. House Bill 2206 encourages the national police to use non-lethal means in enforcement instead of firearms. Our deep gratitude and God bless Congressman Eduardo Nonato Hosan for your noble endeavor to create a safe and peaceful environment for all Filipinos. May your proposed bill be met with enthusiasm and success, creating a historical wonder for the Philippines.
Lion News. British troops set to leave Iraq ahead of schedule. The Royal Dragoon Guards battle group, comprised of approximately 350 British soldiers, will be leaving Iraq 4 months ahead of schedule. British troops officially handed over control of the southern city of Basra to the Iraqi government on December 16th. We are thankful to God for this wonderful news. We wish the British troops a safe return, and our prayers are with the good Iraqi people for a soon restored stability and lasting peace throughout the land.
Lion News. Oletse's or Vietnamese universities get a boost in development. The World Bank is donating $11 million and providing $59 million in loans to OLAC for improvements of 14 universities. The funds will help build scientific laboratories and research facilities as well as improve campus infrastructure. Thank you, World Bank, for your assistance in improving the quality of education in OLAC. May the new facilities bring great opportunities to Olesi's university students and faculty.
Lion News. Scottish people donating seed bags as gifts for the needy. In a campaign to provide help to developing nations' communities, humanitarian organization Oxfam Scotland purchased over 11,000 seed bags for people to give developing nation recipients. This alternative Christmas gift helps the underprivileged provide more food for themselves and their families and further income to improve their life conditions. With heartfelt appreciation, beautiful Scottish people, we thank you for your kind hearts and sharing spirit. May God grace all the people in need with comfort and contentment in their daily lives.
Lion News. India outlines plans to improve the social and economic opportunities for widows. Renuka Chaudhary, India's Minister for Women and Child Development, has announced far-reaching plans to help India's estimated 33 million widows, many of whom are young and disadvantaged, to lead meaningful, dignified lives. Through the new program, Indian widows will receive job training and be encouraged to claim their full rights as citizens. Thank you, Minister Chaudhary and India, for working to improve the lives and social standing of India's widows. May Buddha's blessings grace this program with much success.
Lion News. U.S. Legislature honors Myanmar's democratic advocate. U.S. lawmakers passed a bill to award the Congressional Gold Medal, America's highest civilian honor, to Myanmar's Aung San Suu Kyi. The bill passed with an overwhelming majority in the U.S. House of Representatives. Congressman Joseph Crowley said, "Her work and dedication to the cause of freedom and individual liberty has earned her recognition throughout the world, including the Nobel Peace Prize. The U.S. House of Representatives showed her and the world that she has also won the hearts and minds of the U.S. Congress." Our warm and respectful congratulations, Ms. Aung San Suu Kyi, for this well-deserved honored recognition. May Buddha bless you abundantly as you continue in your noble work.
Lion News. Rolls-Royce donates to remote communities in Olac or Vietnam. A Rolls-Royce representative in Olac presented a sum of over $18,000 to the Olacese or Vietnamese newspaper Thanh Niên. The funds will assist three of the most isolated villages affected by floods, including Lop An, Lop Dien, Lop Bon, and Thu Thien Hue province. This relief assistance from Rolls-Royce comes as part of their ongoing social responsibility efforts in the Southeast Asian region. A big thank you and God bless Rolls-Royce for your kind assistance to those in need. May the Olacese people recover quickly to their normal lives.
In world news, Norway donates over $18 million to Burundi. Norwegian aid of more than $18 million to Burundi has been used for humanitarian purposes and to help refugees coming back from Tanzania. The general aim of the funding is to support the peace-building endeavors in Burundi. Norway's Minister of the Environment and International Development, Erik Solheim, said, "The budget support will play an important part in securing continuing peaceful development in the country and signals Norway's desire to contribute to this development. Thank you, Norway, and God bless for your generous support of Burundi. May the good people of Burundi enjoy peace and abundance." Coming up, Tika the Canine has a new job that makes people feel at ease. We're just going to step out to enjoy some fresh air. Be right back. Please stay tuned to Noteworthy News here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome to Noteworthy News, positive news for a peaceful world. I'm Bernard the Bear, and I'd like to share a tip with you about taking long air flights with children. Some airlines have special goodie bags with coloring pens, paper, and other interesting ways for children to spend their time. Some airlines offer classic and recently released children movies, games, and other forms of entertainment. So, you might want to check and see which airline offers the best amenities for children. Happy travels, and thank you for watching. And now, let's see what the weather looks like around the world.
education news, United Nations Children Fund helps to improve education in the Maldives. The United Nations Children Fund, UNICEF, and the government of the Maldives have opened 20 internet-enabled teacher resource centers. The centers will help provide high-quality education to children by offering teacher training throughout the archipelago. Thank you, UNICEF and the Maldives. Heaven bless you for your care of the children by providing them with quality education.
In animal news, Tika has a responsible job. As an 8-week-old puppy, Tika was brought to Canada's Maximum West Destinations, an event planning company, every day by her human companion, Tracy Oliver. Now, 10 years later, Tika loves being in the company environment and has been promoted to Director of Staff Wellness. She greets visitors and helps everyone to feel relaxed. Ms. Oliver, the company's president, said, "Our dog-friendly policy increases staff morale, productivity, and camaraderie amongst both employees and our industry partners. A happier workplace results in enhanced job performance. Thank you, Tika, for your outstanding job performance, and God bless Maximum West Destinations for your canine-friendly policy. We wish Tika many more years to share her love and happiness with others." Ahead on Noteworthy News is the series of Shining World Leadership, covering enlightened leadership around the globe. Stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring Paula Claremont-Pion, a Haitian actress who is dedicated to serving and uplifting her nation through the arts. We'll go be alone with God for a short while. Be back soon.
Join Supreme Master Television this December 24th for a live broadcast of a very special Christmas Eve celebration with Supreme Master Ching Hai and our association members.
Be sure to watch this joyous occasion honoring the true spirit of Christmas live here on Supreme Master Television.
Tune in to Supreme Master Television Christmas Eve, 11:30 p.m. Central European Time.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a peaceful world.
Positive news for a better world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment featuring Paula Claremont-Pion, a distinguished actress and performer who has given thousands of young Haitian people the opportunity to reconnect with their heritage.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
Paula Claremont-Pion is an accomplished actress, writer, director, and storyteller. She is also a published author. Her book of stories entitled La Chante de Mariah, The Song of Mariah, was released in 2003.
Born in Haiti, Miss Clermont Pion left her country for 16 years while attending universities in France and the United States. She always knew that she would return to Haiti to share what she had learned during her time away with the beloved people of her nation. When she did come back to Haiti in 1985, she soon established an arts center particularly focused on serving young people.
Miss Clermont Pion said, "I want to create a place to dream, to open up the windows to the future, to nourish hope and spread the wings of regeneration." Thus, the Cultural Center Pierre Poudre was founded in a nonprofit organization affiliated with the Worldwide Federation of the Associations, Centers, and Clubs of the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, UNESCO.
The facilities in the center include a library, a screening room, and internet cafe. It is a place where young people from both urban and rural settings can come and meet with each other and also communicate with older artists. They can learn and participate in various forms of art, including dance groups, theater, storytelling, and animation. In addition, performance and artistic presentations have been produced for many different audiences.
For her creation of a center where the rich artistic and cultural traditions of Haiti can be supported and passed on to the younger generation, Miss Clermont Pion has been nominated as one of the 1,000 Nobel Peace Prize women of 2005.
Miss Clermont Pion has said, "I believe that each person, each one of us in our own field of action, can contribute to peace by promoting the necessary spiritual state, especially by promoting the principles of empathy, of active solidarity, of justice and equality."
Thank you, Paula Clermont Pion, for your dedication to the younger generation of Haiti by sharing your creative gifts. God bless you and your humanitarian efforts.
Time to share some laughter with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai. Our joke today is entitled, Bread Shopping.
The boy went to buy a 95-cent loaf of bread. And while the clerk was putting the bread in the bag, the boy noticed that the loaf was not very big. So he says, isn't this a small loaf of bread for 95 cents? He asked. So the clerk said, yeah, then you have less to carry. So the boy put 2 quarters on the counter only. Well, you are 45 cents short, said the clerk. That's right, the kid said. You have less to count.
And now for our viewer's heartline. This heartline came from Gamato.
Many thanks to you, President of the Republic of Slovenia, Dr. Janez Drnovšek, for your precious book, Thoughts on Life and Consciousness. May your book become a bedside for every politician, and I wish it will be scheduled in time for a study at the university. Thank you, Supreme Master Television, for letting me know about such a good president, Dr. Janez Drnovšek, that I had never been told from so far away land. Gamado, a student at University of Loma, Togo, West Africa.
Dear Gamado, thank you for your heartfelt message. We're glad and grateful to be able to share good and positive information with our world viewers. Best wishes with your studies at the university, and we hope Dr. Drnovšek's important book will be in the curriculum as you mentioned. May heaven's greatest blessing be with you always.
Do you have a heartline today? Thank you for joining us in this edition of Noteworthy News, positive news for a peaceful world. Please feel free to share any uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You may send them, along with comments, to info@SupremeMasterTV.com or the address on your screen.
Shehel Evra Baruch Hashem. That is God bless in Hebrew.
May the eternal love of the Most High fill your heart and soul. We'll see you soon.